RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's the damn biggest game of the year, Saturday.
It's a big game, yeah.
Although, I have a problem with this copy.
What's wrong?
Well, it's not the biggest game of the year. It's the first game of the year. How the hell do we know what the hell is going to happen in 2026?
Right. I mean, the word is season. Biggest game of the season.
Exactly.
Right. Maybe not the year. I mean, because we still have, like, next September, October, November, and December.
I hope it's not the biggest game of the year.
No, it shouldn't be. If it is, we got problems.
And actually, by definition, it's not. Because even if they lose it, the very next week they play an elimination game.
And that's why they are playing on Saturday, because the Sunday game is an elimination game.
Correct.
And for everyone who wants to say, oh, this game's bigger, it's for the one seed. No, the other game is for the actual who goes and who doesn't go, and it's Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And so I get it. I get why they're on Saturday.
It's like a March Madness game on Sunday.
Right.
The Steelers and Ravens.
Right. And the Saturday game is kind of like when Alabama took on Florida last year in the SEC championship game in the NCAA.
I like it.
And, you know, Florida won the whole damn thing.
Loser still goes.
Loser still might be a one seed.
The loser still might win the Super Bowl.
The loser is a very, very viable threat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's Alabama, Florida in college basketball. Shout out Will Richard and the Natty that they won. But I think Alabama won that game in the SEC championship game, but Florida won the whole thing.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, I'm sorry for turning into my grandma right there. So anyway, it's the biggest game of the season on Saturday.
No, I love your grandma. I never met her, but she's cut from the same cloth as my father, my late father, who...
And you.
Well, and it's because I'm a chip off the old block.
Yep.
And, you know, you can go ahead and say what you want. It's language. And if you are going to get caught slipping on things like that, well, you'll get corrected in my house.
I mean, 619 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, also cut from the same cloth. I think you mean the dealer flipped a 9, not a 7, to make it a 16. No, any of those numbers worked.
It all worked. Yeah,
it all, like, a 6 is a 13. That's not a good hand.
A 9 is
16,
a 15.
Yeah, 16 or 16 or whatever, that's...
Right.
They're all bad hands. I understand that the 16 is worse, but not if the next card's a 5.
Right.
Not if the next card's a 5.
And this is where, when I play blackjack, I get so mad because, okay, I'm sitting on, I got 20. You're going to stay. And the dealer's got a 5. All right, dealer, you got a 5. It's going to be a win now. And then the dealer, whole card's a 7. You got 12. Ooh, here's 4 for 16. Ooh, here's 3 for 19. Oh, who could have seen the deuce coming? 21, a 5 card 21. I lose. I want to flip the table.
Now I want to play blackjack with you.
Never.
Yeah, because let's play Cash Creek next year. I did last year.
I love Cash Creek.
And I played one-on-one. And I won a C note in about 4 minutes and went and played golf.
Nice.
Yeah, like we should play. It would be fun.
Oh, you would like
it. It's kind of like the Bears-Niners game. That's what you do. The whole time, it's great.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Like
sometimes it goes your way.
Bears-Niners was fun because, again, I had no real control over it. And it's like, man, they might win this game. And my father-in-law, who I love, Pop, the whole game, all he kept saying
what'd he say?
That pick six going to come back to haunt him.
This is what I love.
Going to come back to haunt him.
I love.
Even though they go up late, he's like, oh, man, if it wasn't for that pick six, pick six.
It's all a matter of perspective.
So my wife, who's barely watching,
this
like
is what
a minute
I love.
To go, He says it again, and she finally pops her head up like a whack-a-mole. You know, toddler's asleep, whatever. And she goes, "Dad, you keep saying that. Like, it may not.
It might not.
Right?
And it didn't. It didn't.
That pick six
actually made it more impressive. The Bears walked into their building. They went, "You want 7 points? Here, have 7 points.
Here you go.
Oh, you can win the toss, too. You can win the toss. You'd have 7 points. Now let's play.
Now what?
Oh, what? You still lost? Let me do the ducky."
It's like the old tortoise and the hare where the tortoise goes out and the hare takes a nap and then the hare wakes up, although in that one the tortoise wins, so never mind.
Yeah.
But
anyway, I love that. I love the difference. I think it's actually a lot of what this show and our business are about. I love listening to the different ways that people watch this stuff. And I fully admit, this is why, you know, I know that it gets under people's skin sometimes. I'm always over here, way over on the right side of like, it's going to get better any minute now, something good's going to happen. You watch, it's okay. I know they've messed up 8 times in a row, but the next play, that one might be the good one. That's just the way my brain works.
Yeah.
And your pop, boy, he should not watch a game with me. He would not enjoy that.
No, he was not like super negative about it, but as it's going back and forth, he's all he could think of is that pick six. And then my thought, though.
I forgot about it the second the game was 7-7.
So Juwan scores with 2:15 to go, well, and my thought was maybe too soon.
Too much time.
Might have been too soon there, exactly. Double J's.
Exactly.
Not that I want him to go down at the two, whatever, but when he scored. My first thought was, oh my God, Shanahan and Brock, another amazing play.
Yep.
But then 2:15 to go, and Chicago has a full rack of timeouts. I was thinking, oh boy, I mean, I don't like the way this is going.
Nope. And that's what I'm saying about the, like, if that's your thought, then you need to take back what you said when I said the Niners defense isn't any good, because it's not. If that's your thought, oh gosh, we left them 2 minutes and they need a touchdown. And your first thought is, well, that's probably too much time. Then you don't think the Niners have a good defense. And that's okay, because they don't. It's not their fault.
No, they don't.
I'm not mad at them. They lost their two best players.
They made big plays on the last drive, is all I'm saying.
And so did the Bears. So did the Bears.
Right.
They effectively got their fourth downs. Luther Burden was a problem. All of that stuff.
Colston Loveland on fourth down.
Yeah.
That was a big play.
Yeah.
But
and the Bears also dropped two passes.
Yep.
On that drive. So, anyway, it's the biggest game of the season on Saturday is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
And you know that there is one place and one place only to be to watch. And you get to hang out with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings at Laughing Monk Brewing right down the street from the stadium as we get ready for the game. Of course, if you're going to the game, we got that free shuttle to take you back and forth. All you have to do is sign up at 957thegame.com. You must do it quick if you would like a seat on the shuttle, because they go very, very fast. Again, sign up now, 957thegame.com. That is going to be one hell of an experience this Saturday at Levi's Stadium.
No doubt.
Hopefully the first of many games to come at Levi's Stadium. I guess, what are the possibilities? There's that game and then at least one more, but maybe three more. Or maybe just one more.
It could be, I mean, two more.
It could be.
They could lose and then host a game. They could go on the road and win. And then, you know, depending on how it shakes out, they could still host a game.
Yeah.
If, you know, if they're the five and the seven's there, or they're the six and the seven gets there, and then the Super Bowl as well. So
all possibilities.
Especially in this NFC. And, you know, we could do our own draft of teams, although I'm a little bummed they didn't snake it. Because you got to snake it. Even if it's a two-person draft. If you get number one, I get two and three,
Likewise. I don't know if you've listened to Steiny and Goo before, but this is what Steiny does.
I have.
Okay,
yeah,
this is what he does. Yeah, he puts Goo in an unfavorable betting position, and then they do the show.
But then,
That's pretty much what happens
every
day.
But Goo as a draft nick, I thought, would at least demand a condo, the snake.
If there was something on the line, maybe he would have.
Perhaps. Or he would have just gotten lured into an emotional position. Steiny, I just want one team.
Sometimes, even when there's something on the line, both of them actually show the wherewithal this year. I guess that's maybe not the right word, but both of them at times this year had something on the line in fantasy football and just neglected to even set their lineup.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Sidney was in a win and in spot, and he didn't pick up anybody, even though he had four guys on a bye.
And Guru was in the third place game and never set a lineup.
Yeah, didn't realize it. Anyway.
For $100.
That's a clean C.
For a C note.
That's a note.
And he's just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's when you know someone's got that FU money.
I set my lineup I set my lineup in a fifth place game against Ken, knowing full well that it doesn't matter, and B, he doesn't care, because I wanted to be able to say I took fifth as opposed to sixth.
Yeah.
And I did.
That stuff, and that's fine if
you do. Your face, Ken.
I already told you that my mom did this. I told you that story, right?
Yeah.
But my mom waited until everyone was done celebrating the Niners and then went, by the way, I just want to let you know that we beat you. I'm like, for what? We were playing? I didn't even know we were playing. Nothing on the line. Oh, we beat you.
Not five, not six, not seven.
And for you, did you do anything in your five leagues?
No. Like, I mean, playoffs. I had a few playoff runs.
But no finals berth.
Did not make the finals in any of them. Very, very unfortunate. But it did allow me to put full focus on that 49er
game. That's great.
Yeah.
I got one huge, huge fantasy win.
Oh, what was it?
Randy lost.
Oh, don't do that.
That's mean.
Yeah.
I did that.
Why?
I felt that.
That's our guy. Mark Grandy puts his effort into this show every day.
And?
Every day.
I love him and I reward him for that. Doesn't mean I have to root for him.
Mm. Does he reward you for that, Grandy? I mean, just because you got him a Christmas. I got him a Christmas gift.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
that's a reward.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I don't know.
There was a handwritten card as well, expressing my admiration.
I didn't do that. I did a digital written card.
Yeah.
That was nice, Dibs. I appreciated it.
Yeah.
You too, Willard. Thank you.
And, you know, there's a drop in there about my feelings for
Grandy. What place did you finish in?
A fifth.
Oh, yeah. I was second. That's pretty good.
It's great.
And you still get paid. You get paid for second.
Not for fifth.
No.
No, that's right. Fifth.
Yeah,
but you know,
congrats on your money, Grandy.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's great. I do get the warm feeling of knowing that I was able to get by a disinterested Ken for fifth. That makes me feel good.
Good for you. That's wonderful.
Scoreboard.
We win nothing.
Exactly.
That's right. Pride. If you wrap your pride into something.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Like
I compete until the echo of the whistle.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the whistle had already blown.
I mean, when I lost to Chickering.
Like a Seahawks 2-point conversion.
I don't want to dwell on this too much, but I lose to Chickering, and he draws Guru in the semis. It's like, oh my God. I was in the soft half of the bracket and couldn't get it done.
You got to be happy for other people when good stuff happens.
I'm happy for Carter.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for me because Grandy lost.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah, great.
I don't love Mark Grandy, but I respect him.
It doesn't sound like it.
That's the draw. No, I do respect him.
Oh, anyway. All right.
Sure. Whatever.
Nick Friedell is going to join us in a half hour. It sounds like people. I don't understand the cadence of this. Is it a day? Is it a day of the week? It is a certain number of DNPs where everybody gets emotional again about the Warrior rotations. Mm-hmm. And DNPs and things like that. So anyway, I don't want to dive into it yet. We got plenty of time. Nick Friedell is going to come on at 3:15. I think that there might be there's something going on. And way bigger than Kuminga.
And that's maybe why.
Something going on in this locker room.
The Kuminga piece, I saw something earlier because I was listening to Steiny and Goon. It's like, oh, more Kuminga? And so I had to look it up. Like, did something happen? And
no, it just
the
DMP'd
Kings
again.
Renewed interest in, I mean, maybe it's not renewed, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But here we are, and we are now 16 days away from JK Day. And, you know, we're getting closer to where something's going to happen. And, you know, Friedel will tell us today. Jan 15 does not mean that's when it happens, but that's when it can happen.
Yeah.
And I think you're right about something going on in the locker room. Yeah, and we'll talk to Steve today at 5, and he won't say like, oh, yeah, guys, this is what's going on. But there's something going on. Like, the vets are feeling either pressure or frustration. The young guys, are feeling like, what are we even doing? Like,
I just think the clues are there. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you what it is. I just think the clues are there. You know what I mean? It's like when you see your kid wake up in the morning and they try to not go to school. What's the first thing you look for?
Fever.
I'm gonna need to see some symptoms.
Yep.
Right? You need to, because they can all. But my throat. Dude. God, it's killing me. Come on. No, you know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, I need to see. But I see, this is sort of the reverse. I see symptoms.
Right.
But
and
they're telling us.
They're not saying we're sick.
No, they're telling us they're not sick.
Right. They're trying to gut it out.
It's different. It's kind of like when they get sick on a Friday and school's already out.
Oh, yeah.
But you got concert tickets that night and a party the next night.
It's a great analogy.
I'm not sick.
Nope.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I can see it.
I'm going to stick that thermometer right in your mouth.
Yeah. You're not going to that concert. You're sick.
Right. I think the Warriors have a fever.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So anyway.
And whether or not they're telling the truth, something that developed over the holidays in our house is our almost 3.5-year-old. She is now starting to lie for the first time.
I'm so excited.
For the
Every
first time.
Every stage you get to makes
Dude,
me so happy.
A couple days ago. We're with Pop, and she and Pop are playing in her little like play house during halftime, and she apparently is jumping off her stool, which she's not supposed to do. So the next morning, yesterday, Adrian, my wife, said, "Were you jumping off your stool?" No, and Adrian says, "Pop was in there, and he said you were jumping off the stool. Were you jumping off the stool?" No, and I said, "Milo, you're not going to be in big trouble because big trouble is like." You're in big trouble.
Those are the words, I know.
I said, you're not going to be in big trouble. Just tell the truth. And Adrian, one more time, were you jumping off the stool? And she quietly just nods. And I said, you know, so we had to have a little talk about truth versus the lie and all that. But we've arrived to the point where we're starting to like, you know, we're doing what all humans do.
I mean, yeah, spoiler alert, you're going to be having that conversation for the next 12 years,
right,
at
but,
least.
I mean, you had 20. An 82-year-old witness in there. Like, can you not, like, can you understand that
maybe,
he's going to snitch
maybe
you out?
She knows. He's 82. Like, can we really trust his eyes? Can we really? Let's see how smart she is.
I mean.
Anyway.
What are we doing?
Like, so we're going to get to all that. It's interesting, though. It seems like, because I want to, like, maybe push into this a little bit. It feels like you and I have a little bit of a different perspective right now on the 49er defense. I'm not sounding any alarms. I'm not saying something is bad. I am saying the 49ers probably could have done a little something different at the deadline. For example, Jalen Phillips is now a Philadelphia Eagle, and he's playing really well. He doesn't have a ton of sacks since coming over from Miami, but he's the kind of guy the Niners outwardly said, we're not getting that guy because he's a free agent at the end of the year. We're not doing anything for this 1 year only. And that was a signal to me that they were saying, look, we're winning games and we're good, so we're going to try, but we're not pushing all of our chips into the middle of the table for this year because that would be stupid because we don't really have the roster for this. And this is one of those situations where I think we would be right to look at what they did and go, they were wrong, but they were right. They were both. They're right. They don't have the roster for this, but it's working out. So this is one of those situations where I sort of go, aw shucks, maybe coulda, shoulda, woulda. Maybe you could have been more aggressive at the deadline. Maybe that would bolster you more right now for this run that you're about to try. But I understand why at the time that looked stupid, because I'm looking at this roster right now as they go for the one seed, and I'm like, probably not. You can't stop anyone. That's not a good formula.
Well, I mean,
it might happen, but it's. Can you agree? This is not like giving up.
It's not ideal,
right?
But like to say they can't stop anyone. The last two drives Chicago had, they scored 3 points.
Yeah,
and so you held them to three.
You know what I mean? I don't mean
I know
every
exactly
drive.
What you mean. Yes, and ultimately, like, can you go out and win every playoff game 42-38? Probably not. Can you be better than you were against Chicago? I hope so. But right now, the way that this team is going to have to go about doing it is this way, because you don't have the resources to go out there and, you know, shut teams down. They did coax a couple of three and outs in the first half.
Yep.
And then, you know, in the second half, when things got a little bit tight, you were able to hold Chicago out on that the penultimate drive, second to last, where they took the lead with a field goal. Now it's 38-35. And so, yeah, all right, Brock, go do it. And he did. Another fourth quarter comeback for this team, third one on the year. And so that's going to be the way that this has to go. I thought the defense was mostly bad, and I don't know if we'll do Grandy's grades today or not. And, you know, for me, like, the majority of the defensive units get D's or worse, but when you needed to make a play, they made some plays.
Understand, and D Winters with the pick six against Rivers, like, I get it. If what you're saying is the way the Niners are going to have to go about this is almost just like you're going to have to make 2, 3, 4 plays per game. You're going to give up some points. You have to make 2, 3, 4 sort of game-changing type plays each time you go out there, and then let's hope that we can do it. Okay, like, I can accept that. You know, you did. You were better in the second half against the Colts. Their quarterback has a grandchild. And in the first half, he was cutting you. He was. He was absolutely hitting wide open receivers. Don't forget the seeds of something problematic were being planted against Tennessee. Like, you had a big lead, and Tennessee is so bad that you were never worried about it, but Cam Ward was moving the ball.
Yep.
He didn't move the ball against anybody else. He was moving the ball, and they scored 24 points. Now, go back before the bye. There was the Arizona game, which same thing as the Tennessee game. You had such a big lead, it didn't matter. But Jacoby Brissett is just moving the ball and completing passes. And then there was a two-week stretch where you're like, oh, maybe the Niner defense is starting to grow up a little bit.
Carolina.
They won the Carolina game on a terrible night for Brock. And then, you know, you played Shedeur Sanders in his first ever start.
Yep.
And it's cold. It's a wintry mix and all of that. And it's Cleveland. And I thought, you know, you played a really mature game on offense. But that game was what? It was super tight at halftime. And you hold the Browns to what, 8 points. And then you go into the bye.
Nothing in the second half.
Yeah. And then you go to the bye and you've come back and you have not really stopped people since.
Well, I mean, you were up against Tennessee 31-10.
Yeah.
And they scored twice late. Why? Whatever. Who cares? I mean, it was 31-10. That game was over. So, yeah, Cam Ward moved it and scored two more times. That game was never really in doubt. And against Indy, they only got 10 points in the second half. Same thing. And I look at this game again, you know, a couple of days ago where Chicago put up, what, 24 in the first half? And they got 14. They had 21 in the first half. And then they got 17 more, which is more than you'd like to allow. But the last two drives, you held them with a couple of great defensive plays. And then they got down to the 2 and 4 seconds left, and you got the job done.
Yeah. No, I watched. I got it.
No, I get
but
it.
But I also,
I
like, I mean, the larger view is not
this,
a good
if you want to rank the 14 defenses as we go into the playoffs, this defense might be 13th of the 14.
Might be 14th.
Might be. I mean, Buffalo's defense, this defense, I don't even know who all is going to be in there, but we can look at that.
Yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.